inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and dough.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we try out ground cover for our yard and planting beds. And with us online to tell us more about mulch is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Matt.
So what kinds of mulch can we use for our yard?
Well, it depends on the reason why we are mulching. There's lots of different kinds of plastic mulches, which may be weed barriers. They may be used for warming the soil. They may be an in-between to do some of both. We may use woven or permeable plastics as a base on top of the soil, and then we put some other more beautiful stuff, such as bark or gravel on top, to go around perennials, to go around our trees and shrubs, to hopefully reduce our need to weed.
Okay, so they may not necessarily be very attractive, so you might have to put something else on top.
Exactly. And again, some of these are short-term, some of these are long-term. You know, for our soil warming, like using clear plastic in the spring, some of that can come off, or we may be planting our plants directly through that. They stay on, at least the vegetable gardens and stuff. But out in our regular landscaping in the front of our house, that may not be the aesthetics that you prefer to see. So there we would have something covering those that then looks good, and the different varieties make a difference, what you use, how long they last. And again, usually you want to cover a plastic material with something else anyway to keep out the light, because the sunlight, thin though it may be, does break that down over time. So if we want to use, you can use gravel mulch. That basically lasts forever. However, it is very heavy to move around and to apply. But once it's there, it's there, and it lasts. Where with bark mulch of different sizes, and that's something to think about too, is the size of the chunks that you have. Those, the smaller sizes break down more quickly, and what also happens is you still get stuff floating in, seeds floating in on the breeze, hemlocks, spruces, alders and stuff, and good old dandelions, that can then root in the breaking down mulch on the surface. Although then that also makes them easier to pull out, as opposed to them being rooted into the ground where with dandelions, their roots go down there a foot or two.
Any other materials that might be useful?
Well, lots of good stuff. I mean, there's as far as free stuff around here, which can truly benefit the soil, which if you've got this plastic layer in between, they do not. A lot of us use seaweed in the fall as a mulch, and it breaks down to help. This time of year, one would often use, you can buy bags of compost to use and as a light mulch. And again, as Mother Nature rains, then that breaks down, helps the soil underneath. A thick layer of leaves or grass clippings may be used now, this time of year and into the fall, to try to kill off weeds. Grass clippings can smother stuff really well. And the worms help break that down, which can then eventually become good future gardens. And, you just till all that stuff in to improve the soil. So some of this is great things. There are some of the plastics that are used, different colors of plastics. They've got a new red plastic mulch for tomatoes, supposedly, and I'm trying that this year in my greenhouse, to see if it's supposed to reflect the red light up, and that apparently makes the tomatoes grow better and ripen better.
Is that sheet plastic or is that like chunk plastic?
This is a thin film. It's lighter than our usual visqueen or something like that. This is about a 1 to 2 mil stuff, so it's a little fragile. But again, in the greenhouse, it works pretty well. We don't have to worry about the wind or tearing. I have to cut holes in it to plant through. And there's even some folks down south use a silver-like foil, or mylar, on the soil. And supposedly it confuses insects. They grow plants through it, some sort of crops. And that supposedly confuses insects so they don't land on the plants and infest and cause crop damage.
Oh, okay. Well, we got less than a minute left, but do we want to mix any of this mulch with our soil?
Well, certainly the stuff that's breaking down, you know, that's where the organic stuff is really useful, helpful. And again, if we want to make, if we're working toward the future, we can take a layer of plastic and say if we want to convert lawn to productive vegetable beds, is throw all this other organic stuff underneath. If you get grass clippings from your neighbors, leaves, compostables, seaweed, whatever you have, throw that on the soil covered with plastic. The worms are working away underneath. It stays a little bit warmer and drier. Either by this fall or by next spring, you just keep adding stuff to it. Let the critters and the microorganisms do the work, and it makes your job, our job, gardeners' jobs, a little bit easier, which is really what it's why we're mulching, to try to make our life a little easier.
Okay, Ed Byarsky, thank you.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarsky, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk.